Adventures on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa are proud to present another program in their current series, bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday, in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
All men have a conscience. And as a hunter, I freely admit that there are many things I've done which lie heavily on my mind. Some things I like talking about, but when I reflect on the years of killing behind me, I must confess that I'm not particularly proud of it. I've had many exciting experiences. Some of them I've shared with you through these programs. Of all the animals on this continent, I think I've always had most affection for the elephant. We've overshot the herds in many African territories, and it goes against the grain because elephants are huge, lovable, intelligent creatures who leave you alone, provided you don't molest them. I've been close to them many times and not shot at them, just watched and studied them, and I've come to know their every mood. Elephants have a language. They communicate, and I know the different sounds they make and what they mean. I'd like to tell you an elephant story tonight. The episode occurred quite a few years back in Portuguese East, and I've called it simply The Rogue. Reg Green was a hunter of the old school. Like most professionals, he'd done his share of poaching, but on the whole, he was an honorable man. Above all, he loved the creatures he hunted. At the time of the Rogue, he'd made a pleasant camp on the Masitondo, tributary to the great Camati River. As usual, he was after big tuskers, for the days of ivory hunters were not quite over. As well as his gun bearers and trackers, he'd brought along a niece of his on this trip, a girl called Mary, who was studying to be a teacher in London. There had been several promising leads, but so far Reg had shot nothing worthwhile when the runner had arrived with a report of a rogue.
Will we meet tonight, Uncle?
I don't know. How far? Mile.
5 mile, Bwana, maybe 6, not far.
Noga chief sent him. Got to be careful, Mary. Could be just meat-hungry Africans spreading rumors just to make a kill in their district. Anybody killed or injured?
For many nights, it is a bull. He make raids on the fields. We do not annoy him. Leave him to destroy because we fear. He trampled the corn, kill all the pumpkin, Bwana. And then a man, the brother of the chief, he tried to drive away the bull with sticks. The bull, he is mad. The brother of the chief ran to his house and the bull chased him and kill him. Kill the hut, kill the man, kill the wife and 2 small ones. A small girl is alive with broken bones. Much blood. You come, Bwana?
Sounds genuine. Rogue and a bad one. My trackers and bearers are all out scouting, but I'll come with you alone. There'll be trackers available at the kraal?
Yes, Bwana. You come now.
Uncle Reg,
I don't know, Mary. You'll be all right here with Ntombi the cook. I'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, no, I won't stay.
Perfectly safe. And when the trackers come back, you... No? No, I thought not.
You promised. I came 100,000 miles. And you want to leave me behind as soon as...
All right. I'll fix up light packs. Bring my short barrel Mauser. You've been promoted to bearer.
Yes, Buana.
Darkness had already fallen when they reached the kraal. Reg Green found the girl with the broken bones and made her as comfortable as he could. Early the next morning, the small party, swelled by two trackers who were the world's worst at the art, started out. Bridge himself took over the spooring.
They're great native trackers. No white man can ever equal. I met one once who could even scent the animals at a distance. There's still a lot of so-called trackers who can't touch me. These fellows couldn't follow a London bus. Taking his time, the elephant, to the river. Slowly up this valley. Wind's in our favor. Tired, Mary?
I hold the college record for the 3 miles.
We'll be covering it on site more than 3 miles today, girl.
I'll let you know when I need a stretcher.
Climbed a prominent ridge to get the lay of the land. For miles on either side, the bush stretched, thinning out gradually to a monotonous tree-dotted grassland.
This is elephant homeland. This is where a tusker holds all the aces. Tired, Mary? All right, don't be rude. Just watch you keep hold of that gun. I trust you more than the bloke who's got the other one.
The day passed slowly. Reg Green noted with pride that his niece seemed tireless. They must train them tough at English girls' schools, he thought. And then he realized with shame that he himself was fatigued. They followed the elephant for miles and miles. Once they heard a heavy duff, duff, duff as the bull took off at a run. They saw him only twice. They were hampered by the screen of trees.
Well,
we're close. He's done. Steam still rising. Careful, Mary.
Twice they came close to the river, but the spoor veered off each time. And then once they knew they were very close because they heard the beast's belly rumble. And the rogue took off again.
We'll press him hard for another couple of hours, and then we'll leave him for the night. Camp as close to him as we can. He's got to rest, too. And so have I, blasted. What do they feed you early, London, Mary? Spinach?
Do they have women white huntresses?
They reached more open country, and from the spoor they learnt that the bull had slowed down to something approaching his normal walk. The hunter decided not to press the bull any more that day.
I know who'll win if we keep on going. When it comes to stamina, we are no match for the tusker.
The sun had settled on the distant hills behind them. Leaving the trackers to make camp and his niece to rest, Reg climbed the small squat hill in front of him and spied out the land. A bamboo thicket directly below the hill on the other side held the hunter's attention, and he watched closely. And then a tall stem shuddered. The bull had holed up for the night. Green went back to the camp to plan the next day's tactics. bamboo thicket. This time the hunter had forced his niece to stay in camp. They approached the thicket and they could see nothing at all, the white man and the two blacks. And then came the stomach rumble again, and Rage grinned. The hunter saw a patch of gray. It was light enough to shoot.
He'll bolt any minute, and that'll mean another day of tracking with the advantages all on his side. I don't know what part I'm aiming at, but I've got to shoot at the gray. I don't like it, but it'll slow him down. We've got to get him before he does any more damage.
He raised the gun, and his hand shook a little. He took first pressure and fired. Jumped aside and fired again. But missed. The bull took off. And now the hunt was on. The hunter accepted the unwritten law of the bushveld. A wounded animal must never be left. Hour after hour, and the pace began to tell on all of them. Mary had almost had enough, but still would not admit it. The blood spoor was light and frothy, and Green knew his first shot had pierced the lungs. And he was hating himself when the animal began at last to slow down, and they cornered him.
He stopped, turned and faced his back trail, then he moved left. He's a crazy bull. Very close now, somewhere just ahead. Blast these trees. He must be in a lot of pain by now. Must finish him soon.
And then he took a hunter's gamble. Ignoring the spoor, Reg and the trackers turned off at an angle to try and shortcut the route the elephant was traveling.
The blood's fresh. Hardly skinned over. His ear.
Here, Buona. Buona, he come.
Between the eyes. 30 paces. 20.
Bulk crumpled to the ground with a sickening thud.
Where did they all come from?
Keep back, Mary. It's not pretty.
I'm all right, Uncle. But how do all these people know an elephant's been shot?
Bush telegraph. It's always the same. Red meat, the bugle call of Africa. It's just that...
What? What's the matter?
Not a mark on him. Apart from my bullets. Nothing. He's young. The prime of life. He's a magnificent specimen. Tusks are perfectly matched. Why in heaven's name did he go wild? Why was he a rogue? I couldn't have killed the wrong one. The spur, the... I've examined the feet closely. He was the one, all right.
And you don't know why he killed the people... Broke into their field?
I don't know. No. And I probably never will know. Still want to be a white huntress, Mary? Look at that mess. That was once an elephant, king of the forest. Most intelligent of creatures.
Reg, Green, and Mary began the long hike back to camp the next day. This time, the going was easier. There was no hurry. The rogue was dead. The tusks would be delivered to him in due course. The two took a direct route back, rather than the zigzag course they'd followed the bull on. Towards midday of their first day's journey, they stopped to rest under a group of giant baobab trees.
If you left me now, I'd be completely lost. I don't know how you know where we are.
Yeah, it's a bushcraft. The sort of thing that comes with time.
It must be wonderful.
Shh, shh, shh.
What? What is it?
Come. Quiet now.
A young elephant, that was. A young elephant in trouble. Bad trouble. They followed the call, and the reason for it suddenly became plain. The hunter peeked over a low shrub and for fully a minute simply stared at the scene before him. The mystery vanished, and puzzlement gave way to a sense of shame and regret. In front of them, the bush had been flattened over a large area and the grass trampled into a solid mat. In the center gaped a large hole out of which a diminutive trunk waved feebly. To one side, sentinel-like, stood a huge elephant cow. She stood stock still, waiting.
So that's why the bull was carrying me, Diz. Oh, no.
Why? What's the matter? Has the little elephant...
That's the bull's mate. And his calf. At the point while he was making his detours during the hunt, I found several mealies he dropped. He was bringing them back here to feed the calf. That's why he turned rogue. The cow must have been here for days.
What are we going to do?
Do? What can we do? Nothing. Come on.
What will happen?
She'll stay there until a native hunters or discover her, and she'll get no pity then. That's why the bull struck out in a new direction.
And you killed him?
Because I was asked to kill a rogue. How was I to know?
He was so faithful. Bring the little one's food. There must be something we can do.
Hold on. Wind's strange. She knows we're here. They retreated. With a sharp elbow. The girl took his rifle and sat with it ready. All the time, the calf called and gave speed to the man's labors. Ridge Green skirted the clearing where they were and found huge piles of fresh dung dropped by the cow elephant. Taking handfuls of the dung, he rubbed clothes, arms, legs, even hair and face, until even the flies had difficulty in distinguishing the real article. Then, after a word with the girl, he went slowly back to the pit. The girl followed until the hunter turned and bade her stay. This she did without questioning. She sat with the rifle across her and waited. I've gambled with my life many times, but I've never placed my complete a wild elephant cow.
And, with only his homemade wooden hoe in his hands, and accompanied by a myriad of flies, he walked straight over the rise. Over the rise and up to the hole.
One sign of fear. One hesitation. And the end. Be quick.
He never took his eyes off the cow. She watched his every move. She towered above him, her trunk waved gently. The huge feet were kneading the ground in uncertain agitation. And then the man spoke to her. Past the cow. She was now behind him. He walked to the brink of the pit.
One scream. The smallest bit of panic from you, little Jumbo down there. Your mum will give me what for.
But the little one seemed to have no objection to its mother's dung at all. The plan was a simple one. To crumble one side of the pit and form a ramp up which the calf could scramble. Reg Green began to work. The man's every move was watched by two bright black eyes. The earth was hard and difficult to work, but bit by bit he managed to break the edge away. Soon larger pieces began to fall into the hole, and then it happened. A heavier piece of earth struck the little elephant. The hunter braced himself for the end and turned to face the death he knew must come. The cow raised her trunk on high. In the hole, the little calf was huddled in the far corner, ears and trunk drooping, and eyes cast down, for all the world, like a scolded child.
So I've made the grade, have I, old girl? You now know I'm on your side. Just as well you don't know when I get to your old man. But I reckon this evens things up, huh?
An hour later, a rough but accessible ramp was made for the calf to scramble out. Slipping and stumbling, the little animal made it. And mother and son greeted one another. After the greetings, the little chap tucked in for a long drink. Reg Green waved to his niece and sat down on a tree stump and smoked a much-needed cigarette. All the time the cow attended to her calf, she regarded the hunter with her little eyes. Presently, she slowly lumbered towards him, trunk outstretched and ears extended to the full. Slowly, she circled and regarded him intently. And then, without a sound or even a backward glance, she walked off into the bush with her little grey calf, stumbling behind her. Most animals are pretty beastly to their sick or injured relations, but I have known elephants who have come to the rescue of a sick animal to the extent of supporting it on either side and trying to convoy it to safety. As for mother and baby, nothing could be more touching. No human mother could fuss more over her child. Good night.
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South Africa, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles. We'll be right back.